Hey, can we cuss on your podcast?
It's guys sitting around chewing the fat.
He made me right here in the bed. You guys didn't see that.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Neither do we.
Okay.
We're just coming in cold.
I don't know how to do a guy's night. Plus Cameron.
Yeah, I've done a girl's night with you. You shouldn't be too worried about doing a guy's night with me.
What? When?
Me, you, Randy, Lynn, and Lauren.
Yeah. Lauren and...
One of the OGs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When Lauren something about pregnancy and she didn't know she was pregnant, but she was.
Yeah.
But anyway, Chance, you ever done this before?
No, never.
What were you saying? Go ahead.
I was going to say, your sister, Lauren?
Yeah.
She's been on a few. One, maybe two. One, just one?
I think just one.
Yeah. But are you a listener?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Long time listener?
Well, long time listener, about a couple months, you know.
Well, have you ever listened to a guy's night one?
Well, obviously, I listened to you and Dylan talk a lot.
Vit?
Yeah.
Did you listen to the first one with him?
Yeah, I didn't finish it.
Did you hear, like, the beer game?
Mm-mm, no.
Like, when you pick a beer and you don't know what you're going to drink?
Mm-mm.
Well, we have it for you.
I got it lined up for you guys.
Okay.
It's called Sweet. Pick a Number.
All right. Wait, I want to do it. Give me the bag.
No. It's my favorite thing. Don't take this from me.
Okay. I haven't got to do it ever.
It's my favorite thing. So.
Pick a number between what?
One or two. There's only two of them playing today. A little high school reunion.
Throwback to high school.
Oh, it's been a while. I mean, I don't know. Have we even seen each other?
I haven't seen you since high school, man.
So it's been like 6 years almost?
6 years, yeah.
Wow.
We've been on high school that long?
I know.
It's good to see you.
I know.
Good to see you. I saw
my grandparents' house, but
yeah.
I never...
Yeah.
Yeah, that Royals game we went to was really fun.
Yeah, me and Chan, which we hadn't really seen each other a lot.
Right.
But yeah, we went to a Royals game. What's that been? 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Man, I tell you guys, now is this is the year for the Royals games. They suck and it's cheap.
Oh, yeah.
$70. It was like a wedding. You just go up and grab another beer.
Yep.
Yeah. Free beer. Free beer. Free food.
All weddings best aren't seats, like that.
Best seats. Oh, they're not?
No.
Oh.
Some people don't have an open bar.
Apologies to you guys.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if you don't have an open bar, I mean, what's the point, you know? I mean, you got to have
what's
an open
bar.
What's
it for? Love. I mean, God. No, but, dude, that Pepsi Party Porch, best seats in the house. You agree?
Mm-hmm.
Waterfall behind you. There's no punk-ass kids behind you kicking your seat.
Had a lot of times that we thought we were going to get a foul ball, or actually a home run ball.
Yeah.
A couple times.
There was people like not that far that got one.
Mm-hmm.
That one guy was dipping down into the water.
Oh, yeah. Got in the fountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is really off topic, but these are working now.
Yeah, they kind of kick on and off. They're weird.
Are both of your...
They're working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cameron's got the set that's like... it's kind of finicky. You never know if they're going to... Usually, like, sometimes just one side will work, but...
Sorry.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, pick a number. Who wants one? Who wants two?
Wait, who wants to go first?
I'll go first. One.
Oh, keeping it simple. All right, Josiah will be drinking a Voodoo Ranger Juice Force IPA.
That looks awful.
I don't even know how to say this word. Hazy Imperial IPA, 9.5% alcohol by volume.
Dude, that can is cool, though. Look at the can.
It's a pretty cool can. It's got like a skeleton with a helmet on and a gold tooth.
It's like a pilot.
And like a pilot outfit with a taco sticker on it. It doesn't say how many ounces it is, but it's one pint. So I speak American, so I don't know what that means, but it's a pretty big beer.
Cool.
So
that, I feel bad for you guys.
By default, Chance.
I guess number two. That's all right.
Yeah. And then we'll get your guys' live reactions. Chance.
Oh, shit.
The Beast Unleashed.
Oh, shit.
It's the Monster Energy logo, but it's not an energy drink. Because I asked her, and she said they're not allowed to do them anymore after everyone started dying off Four Locos. So people would go to raves, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and drink nothing but Four Locos and die of dehydration.
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell?
So this is not an energy drink.
Four Locos are crazy.
Four Locos are gross, though, too. I mean,
yeah.
Especially the gold can. If you like the gold can, that's...
What flavor was it?
It tastes like metal. That's what it tastes like. Tastes like...
Can't imagine.
Yeah.
Can't imagine why that... You wouldn't like that. But this is this flavor is Peach Perfect.
Oh, okay. That's
6%
good.
Alcohol. Oh. Hard six, though. It's a hard six, it says.
A hard six.
Let me see if they have American on here. Why is no one putting ounces on it anymore? It's probably a 14-ouncer, 16-ouncer. Will you pass that to him? Yeah.
I feel bad for you guys.
Cameron gets the apple pie moonshine.
No. Cameron gets her water.
One sip. Everybody knows the rules.
Yep, yep. I bet it won't be too bad.
That's not too bad.
I hate IPAs. Is it bad?
No, not really.
You're not going to hurt my feelings. Damn, do you really like IPAs?
Good. I do like IPAs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you giving that out of 10 on a hot summer day?
7.
Really?
Yeah, that's not bad.
I am shocked.
Not bad at all.
This game, I don't think anyone's ever scored over a 3, so really? That's really good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Dude, this, I'm not going to lie, I'm not a fan of energy drinks at all.
Yeah.
Like, I don't drink them, period.
Yeah.
Especially not Monster, but like, for this being alcohol as well, like I'd probably give it a 6 or 7. Yeah,
this is not bad at all.
I thought that Monster one would be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. The peach is really good.
It looks pretty good.
It's just like, it still kind of has that like energy drink taste to
it. It's not though,
but
yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
So interesting.
What's your go-to?
Mine's Miller Lite. I love Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. Yeah. Do you ever like Miller High Life?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love Miller High Life.
It's good.
What are you drinking most of the time?
Michelob Ultra.
Me too.
Yeah, right? I love it.
I like Michelob, Natty. They don't taste like anything, man.
Nope.
It's smooth. It's fine. Everyone says that like it's a bad thing.
You ever had Flight?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like Flight, really?
Yingling?
I love it, yeah.
No. I don't know. Something about it. It kind of dries my mouth out.
It's hard to get, too. It's super hard to get.
They got it in Parsons.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously? Wow. Okay.
Everybody says that. If we go anywhere else, somebody says that, and you always come back with, no, Parsons has it.
Well, then I don't know where everyone's looking, because you can get it at Moore's right there in Parsons.
Cool. No, free shout out. I feel like when we were at the lake and stuff.
I don't know. The Light is hard to get.
Oh.
There's a difference, though. I haven't tried the Light yet. I want to. The Yingling Original is okay. They've got a ton of flavors.
Are you
Golden? I like the Golden. Mm-hmm. I'm a big like Golden Ale fan.
Are you do you like light beer more or dark beer?
Definitely light.
Light beer, yeah. Same here.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I like Natty Light. People say it tastes like nothing. I think that's a good thing. I don't know why. I mean, I'm fine with drinking water that makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing wrong with that. Cameron's making a face, but anyway, Cameron, what do you think?
I'll stick with my water and pop.
Dr. Pepper with a side of water.
Yep.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with
nope.
A Dr. Pepper.
No, dude. No. Have you ever seen that video of that like 90 or 100 year old lady? That
he's
drinks
like,
a Dr. Pepper
drink
every
a
day.
Dr. Pepper every day. That's why I'm alive.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And she's like, all my doctors have said that I need to quit doing it, and they're all dead.
Yep.
I'm like, whoa.
I had a patient when I was in Florida, and she was in her 90s, and I was like, what's the key to living so long? And she goes, drink vodka and don't take life too seriously.
Wow. It's I impressive. Bet that's true, the kind yeah. of, though. You know, stress-free.
Yeah.
I bet that
that's
wears
so
on you.
So funny.
Wow. I bet if you live stress-free, it's probably better than a lot of physical exercise you could do, yeah. you know? Mm-hmm. What do you think? You're the doctor.
Yeah. There's probably some validity to that.
Yeah. Tell us about Florida. You were
and
out there
it was
how
cool.
Long?
10 months.
10 months, yeah.
10 months.
So you just got back, kind of?
I just got back. I came back. I moved into Pittsburgh, my apartment in Pittsburgh, September 4th.
So
I drove the 21 hours.
Because you were down by, like, Naples? Or?
I was in Naples.
In Naples, yeah. Mm-hmm. Going to school?
No, I had been accepted into a master's program, and I actually hadn't started yet.
Okay,
so I kind of made a last-minute decision to
have
a career change and go to nursing school, so...
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
So
when do you start nursing school?
So I'm in the application process right now. I wouldn't start until next fall.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's exciting.
Where do you want to be? Do you have like a location where do you want to go back to Florida and do it?
I don't really know. We'll see what opportunities present themselves. Mm. It's so wide open. You can go really anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Need someone. Oh, you want him in Kansas City?
KC.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good area. But I'm open for whatever, really.
Dude, I love Florida, though. Like, if I had no ties here, I would probably be in, like, Colorado or Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Florida's so fun.
Yeah.
And which part of me is like, okay, I don't really know, because when I'm down there, it's for vacation.
Right.
So no one's taking anything too serious. So I could be, like, not getting both sides, but it seems like no one's ever in a hurry. No one's ever in a bad
mood.
That's
where we're at, though. We're in retirement.
I know.
That's
what
Naples
but, like,
was.
Maybe I know, but I mean...
Because when we went to Fort Lauderdale,
just
we
like
did not
slow
like
live.
It.
No, I know. And that's what I was telling them. I hate like Miami, Fort Lauderdale. It's like everywhere you go, like people are running around. And it was just freaking nuts. But
that was.
We were at a wedding on top of a freaking, I don't know how many, 20, 30 story building.
Gosh.
It was crazy. Look at this guy.
Gosh.
What?
Dawson.
Surprise guest.
Do you want to be on? I can go. Here, you can sit down. I'll leave.
No. We got room.
It's really fine. It's like the gang is back together.
What's up, buddy?
Share a mic.
Yep.
I thought I heard somebody pull up.
Dude, pulling up in the straight sheetrock pants.
Here, do you want these? Are you sure?
You don't want to be in?
All right.
Dude, whatever.
You can really take my spot. I don't mind.
Cameron, are you trying to bail?
No, but I feel like I'm bombarding. Guys,
it's your podcast.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to Cameron, by the way.
Yeah, happy birthday, Cameron.
When this airs, it'll be not anymore, but it's all right.
Thanks.
Actually, what were we talking about? Florida?
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah. Dude, it's just so...
It's really cool. It's different living there than vacationing.
Less cool?
Yeah, it kind of...
The new wears off?
The cool, yeah, it does. Yeah. After about a couple months, it does. The summer was crazy hot. And I think when I was there, we were 15 inches below average rainfall.
It rains every day.
It's supposed to, but it didn't.
Oh, really?
It did not, yeah.
That's one of the crazy things brutally about hot. It is like most of the time it rains every day.
Yeah, it did not.
Even if it's like 5-10 minutes, like that's kind of cool.
Nope. Not when I was there anyway, so...
No, maybe I'll just hopefully have a house there when we retire or something.
Yeah. That's the goal. See, the people there, a lot of people come up from north and they retire down there, or they have...
Or at least have a place you know, for the winter or something. Yeah. But...
And like January is usually like the busiest month there in Florida. Basically,
people start coming in November.
Probably about now, yeah.
Yeah, November. Yeah. The snowbirds go and it gets crazy.
We're going in 2 weeks or less than. So
I got to see I met some really cool people. I got to see a lot of cool things. It was nice.
Did you go parasailing?
Never went parasailing.
I didn't want to, or just never pursued
the opportunity.
Dawson and I did that.
And was it like on a cruise?
Yeah, that was our senior year, Dawson.
It was probably like sophomore junior year,
or
right?
Going into our senior year, or yeah, I think you were the only one that was 18 because you were the one that was buying cigars for us.
Getting some stogies.
Put them in your dad's suitcase.
Yeah. Dawson needs a freaking mic, dude, if he's going to be chiming in. So that's Florida. Chance, you're in Kansas City.
Yes, sir. Been there for 2.5 years now.
Working at UPS, right?
Yep. Still at UPS.
Loving it.
Yeah, it's a good job. Great benefits, you know?
Yep. You're not driving, though. You're
No, I just...
Janitor?
Yeah. Yeah, I clean a lot of bathrooms throughout the day, for sure.
Yep, that's all right.
What do you do?
I'll start somewhere.
So basically, I just set up like feeder driver schedule and whatnot, and kind of help with dispatching them without their day and all sorts of stuff like that. Help out in the hub if I need to.
General manager, if you will.
Yeah. I kind of just like the... I just oversee everything almost, you know.
So you're loving it in Kansas City.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's a great spot to be. It's not too big, not too small.
Is it as electric as it seems with Mahomes and everything? Like, is it just like everywhere you go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got Mahomes billboards everywhere. I mean, every turn you go almost. Yeah. You see something about Mahomes or Kelsey. Well, especially Kelsey. Now,
yeah.
You know,
hey, you got Swiftie going on.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think the price is going up.
Well, I saw something pretty funny.
Can they go up anymore? Jesus.
Yeah, like the tickets.
There's a rule against that.
I think tickets for like nosebleed seats for the Eagles game this year is like all the way up at the top. It's like $250 or something. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But yeah, I'll just stick with my Rolls game.
Yeah. I'll do that $70 again. That was definitely worth it.
Because the beer is $12. Mm-hmm. So like you drink 4 or 5 beers, you're pretty much good.
Yep.
Ate some chili dogs. Brownies and freaking cookies everywhere. I'm telling you,
funny
man.
Funny people we were sitting by.
Yeah, we were sitting by some clowns. I think they were just in town for work.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They were just construction guys, like, drunk, obviously, and just clowning, like, everybody. Both teams just trying to stir up whoever was in the outfield.
Mm-hmm. You suck.
Just,
yep.
Yeah. They were pretty cool, though. You got any big plans in Kansas City? You just kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about moving back to downtown here soon. I used to live in downtown KC when I first got there.
But you better go ahead and get a lease locked in because I think the Swifties are just going to make everything go up.
I know, right? Well, there's, you know, a couple new buildings going up down there, and then, I mean, just stuff's growing down there, and it's a great lively experience, you know, down there, so...
What do you think about the Swift thing? What do you guys think? Did you hear our podcast? You probably didn't hear the latest one.
Uh-uh.
No, I haven't yet.
I want to get your
take.
They're
going to say everything that... We don't.
I want to get your
saying.
Take. I want to get your take. Go ahead. What do you guys think? Stupid? Not stupid?
I saw one thing that NFL posted, and it said the Chiefs are 2-0 with Taylor Swift in the building or whatever, and it's like, you guys act like we've never been 2-0 before. Like, I mean, I just don't get it. Like, it's like the Swifty effect is making us better or something. I
kind of think it's kind of cool. I kind of like it.
I mean, it's
there's cool. A lot of haterade drinkers on Facebook, but I mean, who cares if they show her 10 times, yeah, you know, five seconds, that's the minute,
right?
You know, you're watching a game 3.5 hours. People get mad, dude. There's people on Facebook that are mad.
Oh, there's
if I wanted to see this shit, I'd get on TMZ. I'd get on fucking Yahoo News.
It's like, dude, calm down.
Someone said, like, they're going this far now. They're like, all right, we got to make a sacrifice. Either leave her or bring him back, and him being Jackson Mahomes.
Oh, boy.
Oof.
Bring him back in the scene.
I can get behind the hate on that.
Yeah.
That dude.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a mess.
I haven't heard much out of him lately after his legal trouble.
Yeah. Yep, thank goodness.
I'll probably get a cease and desist from his lawyers after this podcast. But that's all right. But no, I kind of like the Taylor Swift deal. It was cool. Bringing money to the city, right. Bringing fans.
Oh, yeah, Kansas City, I mean, it just seems like it's just getting bigger and bigger by the week. You know, there's more and more people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it'll be real good whenever they bring the baseball stadium downtown and –
yeah,
there's 8 million people trying to park downtown.
Yeah, that's gonna be that's gonna be crazy.
That'll be a few years probably though.
Yeah, I still don't know where they would really like put it. Like, it'd be a good spot. For
I thought
it.
They don't have anything picked out.
I don't think so.
Is it really gonna happen?
A lot of people that are capable of doing that, they said that it is gonna happen, but I just don't know where they would put it. Like, I mean, with the half of Kansas City, they probably don't even know. You know?
Yeah. How are those brewskis?
Good, we're good. Dude. I'm telling you, this peach.
You're sipping a little bit.
It's pretty good.
I might get me a peach perfect, dude, because I didn't know they weren't energy. If they were energy drinks, that's why I've never bought them. But if they're just alcohol, I might try one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of surprised Monster dabbled into that. You know, it's a little out of their element.
Make some money.
The IPA. I'm glad you got the IPA if you like IPAs. Yeah. Because do you like IPAs, Chance? Mm-hmm. You do? Oh, well, then it would have been all right either way. But
yeah.
If I would have drawn that, I would have.
Do you remember
not drank it?
Old Sonic came out with their seltzer drinks.
Remember yes, they're those? Still out.
They
right?
are. Yeah, I've never tried them yet, but I remember I saw them and I was like, "Really, Sonic's doing it now?" Like,
I know.
All these brands are starting.
Happy alcohol. Dad.
Yep.
You probably like Happy Dad.
Oh,
you're
Dad's
a Nelk
good, yeah.
Nelk follower through and through, aren't you?
Oh yeah, I've been watching him for a while.
Got the full send hat on.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I do like that podcast. That's probably one of my favorites. So how long, you're in town for what, just the weekend?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I leave like Sunday evening.
You too? I guess you're in Pitt,
I'm
so
in
don't,
Pittsburgh
yeah,
now.
It don't really matter.
For at least 2 years, so.
So, well, Chance, you got any women on the line?
Oh, man, you know, I got plenty of them on there.
Oh, my God.
That's the whole conversation.
How many is plenty? Yeah, let's segue into this.
You know, got a nurse, you know,
few
nurses, actually, yeah. It's pretty nice.
Like when you scraped your knee the other day and had to go in?
Yeah. She took care of me really,
yeah,
really fast, I'd say.
So just maybe a nurse. You're not wanting to say too much. It makes me think maybe you're getting tied down by one.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
You don't have to drop any names, but she's probably listening. So careful what you say.
Yeah, right.
Careful what you say. Is it hard to find women down there?
Oh, yeah.
Down
looking,
there.
Looking,
it's not
looking
down
like,
there.
You know.
It's up there.
Like a country boy.
Yeah. Southeast Kansas.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's, Because
you knew nobody when you moved down there, right?
Yeah.
Up.
Get off my ass.
Up.
Whatever it is. There.
Yeah.
You knew nobody when you moved there.
For like a whole, month or two, I was just living up there working. And then I had like a few friends from work. And I was like, I need to expand my horizons a bit
yeah,
more, you
not
know.
Not spend all day with the same people.
Yeah. So I just went out to P&L by myself and just kind of
really
some, yeah, just went
kind
out there.
Scary, dude.
It was. It
not
was really
like
scary.
Not like nervous scary, like get shot scary.
Yeah, there
with
was
no friends with you, dude.
Yeah, even living in that apartment down there, that was really nice. I mean, you'd walk out the front door and you could see like two homeless people going at it or something, you know.
Hey everyone bitching about Parsons.
I'm a scaredy cat.
Move to Kansas City. It's like that everywhere. I don't want to hear it. Anyway, Parsons has like 5 meth heads, dude. We know them all.
I think we know them by name.
We saw 2 on the way here.
I was about to say, I think we saw about half of them on the way here.
Yeah, they pretty much have a key to the jail. They just let themselves in. It ain't that bad. Try going somewhere where there's a new one every day.
I don't like when there's new people on and they just laugh at you the whole time.
Why? You don't like when I get the attention?
No, you're just going to think you're so funny all night now.
You see what I live with? You're supposed to be boost me up. You don't remember our vows?
I think you're funny sometimes.
Sorry. I'll shut up. No, take it, Cameron. Go. No, go ahead.
No.
No, you want it.
No, I don't.
Go ahead. Is on camera.
I just think you're funny.
No, you, obviously you don't.
I think it's funny that everyone else thinks you're so funny all the time.
You guys feel the jealousy?
I'm not jealous.
Get you a swig of that shine. You'll be funny too.
Yep.
That go-go juice.
I'm okay.
Dawson, you want a sip of that shine?
No, it's been sitting out here for like a month.
Oh no, moonshine.
It's not cold.
It's been distilled in a freaking barrel for like 20 years.
I was just talking about it not being cold. Thank you.
You're actually a connoisseur. Will try it room temp.
Okay.
Damn, dude. I didn't think you would, but you're actually going for it. Make it bubble.
Oof.
It's actually really good stuff. Pretty good stuff, dude. I'm telling you. It's not bad. You guys want a sipski?
Sure. A swig.
Where are my manners?
I can't believe
it. Like,
here's the thing,
it's
dude.
Smooth.
Everyone has moonshine is always like, oh, dude, it's so smooth. And it never is. That actually
That's
is.
That's really
though.
Smooth.
I had one flavor. It was like, I think it was like a peach flavored one time or something. Yeah. It was really good. Like, it went down super smooth.
Yeah. This is the only stuff I've ever had that actually doesn't burn.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Anything crazy happening in Kansas City lately?
Really, besides the Swifty thing, I mean, I don't know. Like,
it's kind of taking up all the media attention, huh?
Yeah, it really is.
No crazy parties?
Oh, well, all the crazy parties. I mean,
do you go to parties?
They happen in downtown all the time.
It's just like at bars and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you really want to get like a really big experience of like the party life, Mosaic is like a big club down there in downtown. Yeah, they put
so
on.
So what's a like? What's the difference between like a club and a normal bar? Just dancing.
So it's like it's more like kind of like funk type.
Or
music.
Is this a strip club?
No strip club. There are clubs like that though. A little bit. About 2 blocks down the road from there, you know.
You've heard.
Yeah. Maybe dabbled every now and then. Yeah, you know?
But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's
funk
like
music.
Yeah, it's kind of like not like dubstep, but it's just like, you know, harder music.
I don't know what that is either. So
it's like
what's like the tech music.
It's like tech music. Yeah. It's like that, but it's like it's kind of mixed with like relative music and people just like they have random.
So they
DJs.
Mix songs into that rhythm and just. Kind of tie them all together.
Yeah, yeah. And they just, they like hire people like that are like big DJs that are out of like Florida. I mean, all across the world. I mean, they just get a whole bunch of people there. Like Lil Wayne's performed there one time. Like just.
And what's that place called?
Mosaic.
Mosaic. How hard is it to be a DJ?
I don't know.
I don't want to take anything away from them, but.
Yeah, don't be mean.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm genuinely curious. Like, how hard is it? Hit play?
Well,
pick the next song. I mean, I'm a DJ damn near every weekend. Okay.
I guess it just depends. Like, I mean, I think what basically they do is like, you know, they find a compilation of songs and they kind of like mix it with their own type of beats and then they just make it flow good. And because I mean, you can make music sound trash. I mean, let's be real. Like, you can play a whole bunch of random shit and nothing good will come out
of
it.
Yeah. Kind of how time together, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't seem that hard.
I mean, hey, it might not be.
I'm gonna call him out. I hope there's a DJ out there listening.
What? I want you to try.
Okay.
Okay.
Hook me up. I don't know. I mean, what do you have to have software or something? You have to have a sound. I got a soundboard. Look at me.
I don't know.
I'll try. If someone out there knows, help us out here. Chance, you know how? You know what you need?
Not really. No.
They don't even spin the.
Oh, they do.
They do?
They do that, yeah.
I kind of thought that was out of style.
Only if you're really good, they do that.
Do you not remember when you tried to be DJ at
Matthew's
wedding?
Yeah, dude, I did. Not tried, I did. Remember?
Yeah.
DJ Mikey Mike.
Yeah,
I spun the. Because they had real, like, two circles, like, spinning.
Mm-hmm.
And I spun them. He let me do it.
That's
no,
cool.
You were on the microphone too.
He actually, yeah, I gave him a whole script. He called me out and like said DJ Mikey Mike. I told him I was a real DJ, and so I said a few words and spun some shit. But
that's hilarious.
That was fun. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it ain't hard.
So
yeah, I remember. Yeah, it's not bad. How much do they make? I might want to come down to
depends
Mosaic.
On the events. Depends on the events, man. I mean. Shoot, you can, some of these DJs, they have like, I mean, it looks like Taylor Swift type concerts just for them DJing, you know? It's crazy.
Why would you go?
I have no idea.
Whatever. You probably do.
I've never been to one of those, like, big ones.
Like the
like a rave?
I don't
those
understand
things are crazy,
so
dude.
My friend at...
That thing seems like...
Scary.
That seems like you go die there.
Oh, I'm telling you, I went to my first one. It was, like, kind of a rave. Like, it was just, like, this crazy hard music. I mean, as soon as you walked in, I mean, you felt like your eardrums were bleeding. It was like, Jesus.
And there's no words?
Sounds great.
I mean, yeah, no words at
what?
All. It's just hard...
Why is that fun?
Hard beats, and then...
Well, because they're all on acid. Everything's
right.
Fun.
Oh, yeah, people... I mean,
they're not in reality anymore,
no.
By the
way. No, yeah, people are, oh. You know, popping pills, okay. Doing coke yeah. In the bathroom. Jeez. I mean, they're just... They're going crazy. And
I am
I was like,
scared for them.
Yeah.
Do you buy tickets or like for seats or is all general admission? You just go in there and like work your way up to the front. Dawson's shaking his head like he knows.
Yeah.
He's been to a few.
Yeah.
I've never been to one.
I don't know. It seems like, yeah, it seems just like a scary thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, like when, like those ones where people just like camp out there, you know?
That is crazy.
And whatnot. Yeah. Like I could, no
absolutely
way.
Not.
It's just like a party. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not there to see anyone perform. You're just there to, like,
but
do
with,
drugs.
Like,
and
scary-ass yeah. People. Sorry.
Why do they all dress funny, too? Is that just, like, the thing to do? Like, I'm not against it.
No, I have no idea. I guess it's just the theme of it all, I guess. I'm not sure. I mean, half of them are on drugs, so it's probably intensifying their trip or whatever. You know, just seeing all these crazy
nice,
clothes.
Dude. If I was ever at a rave putting one on and I had the mic, I'd get on there and be like, danger, danger, and try to send everybody into a panic, dude, and see if I could and see if I could give them all a bad trip.
Oh boy.
And just start absolute chaos. That would be hilarious, dude.
You would.
Run,
you would.
Run, fire. The walls are closing in. Dude, that would be hilarious. Just see what they do. It'd be like when you kick an anthill over and they all go running crazy. You know? We should try that. We should throw a rave just to
no.
Do that. That'd be crazy.
No, but what I went to that Snoop Dogg concert.
You were telling me, dude, that was a hell of a lineup.
Dude, it was crazy. And it was Warren G first, and then it was Ice Cube, and then Snoop Dogg.
Disrespect. Warren G shouldn't be the opener. Anyway.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the first song he opened up to, Old Regulators, mm-hmm. You know.
I wouldn't have done that, because then what do you do?
Right, yeah.
I mean, I would have saved that.
Yeah, everybody was, he opened up to that, and everyone was just like, oh, here we go, you know.
Yeah,
but
one hit.
And Ice Cube, I mean, even when we...
Oh, yeah, Ice Cube, yeah.
When Ice Cube was the second guy, I was like, damn, he almost should have been the last one. Like, his performance was through the roof.
Yeah, but Snoop Dogg, I mean...
He's got the higher name, you know, like...
Yeah, I love Snoop Dogg. He's so cool, too. Like, if you follow him on Instagram, he's so random.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I don't think he takes himself too serious.
No, never.
He's so funny. I see him, like, Co Wetzel and him did a tour together. Co Wetzel and Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
Or did a concert together, for sure. I don't think a tour, but they did a concert together, yeah. Like, dude, that would have been so fun to go to.
Ola Co Wetzel was, because then at P&L, Power and Light in Kansas City, during the summertime, every Thursday, they do a thing called Hot Country Nights.
Yeah.
And Co Wetzel was one of the guys on the list that year, last year, when I was down there. And I went.
Was he like a headliner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the main guy. Like, they have, like, yeah, a few, like, two other people
openers.
Go before. Yeah. And then,
do you remember who they were or
mm-hmm,
not?
Yeah. No.
So had you heard him before much, or did you listen to him?
Yeah, I listened to a few of
his
songs.
So was he pretty good?
Oh, yeah,
I've seen
sure.
Him. I've seen him live once. It was, but it was like, I think it was like 2018 at Medicine Stone
mm-hmm.
in Tahlequah. That's the only time I've ever seen him live, I think. Unless I've seen him at Cane's or something.
I've never seen him.
You haven't? So then I probably, that's probably the only time then. But what about you? You got any good concerts you ever been to?
Nope, never been.
You've never been to a concert?
Never been to a concert.
Shut up.
Promise, never been.
Oswego Fair?
Yeah. Yeah. Redneck. Nope, never been, man.
Are you serious?
Never been to a concert.
We gotta get you in one, man.
Yeah, never been.
Do you like country at all?
I do like country.
Like red dirt, like some Texas country or no?
Yes. I'm kind of dabbling into it.
My favorite place I would send anyone for their first concert is Cane's Ballroom.
Cane's Ballroom.
In Tulsa.
Okay.
It only holds like 1,500 people, so it's just like an old gym floor.
Okay.
Just kind of weasel your way up to the front, no assigned seats.
Cool.
It's a hell of
a
place.
Not everybody likes
an
experience like
people
that.
Just, you can buy 6-packs at a time.
Really?
And then you just throw your beer cans on the floor, and everyone just stomps all over beer cans.
Wow.
And then at the end of the night, they turn the lights on, there's like 5 million beer cans on the floor.
There you go. Huh.
You ever been to Cane's, Chance?
Mm-mm.
We've been, how many? I mean, I've been a few times without you, but we've been probably 3 times, right? 2 or 3 times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
Pretty cool place. Who do you like? Like, what do you listen to?
Thomas Rhett.
Keeping it basic.
Yeah.
White girl.
Who else? I used to listen, when I was in high school, I used to listen to some Blake Shelton, too.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad. Those are going to be, you're not going to find them at Cane's.
No.
That's going to be a BOK Center.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your next plans? Chance kind of
Hold on.
Mine, okay.
Ike is...
Oh, yeah, fuck your look plans. At,
hold on. I just thought of this. Did you guys listen to our podcast with Mr. Morgan?
I did. Oh, my gosh.
Look at Ike's sweatshirt. It's from his.
T. Gritty
Farm. Oh, you already told them?
Oklahoma's dopest little cannabis farm. T. Gritty Farms. Farming with T. Gritty.
There you go.
I didn't know you had already told them or I wouldn't have said
that. What an awesome guy.
Oh, dude, I hope he comes back so bad. I told him I wouldn't get to ask him to because I didn't, you know, it's a hell of a drive for him. But because he's kind of by like Oak City, I think. He's a ways. It was more than just like Tulsa. But anyway, I don't know where he's at. But I said, if you're ever back up, come back and let's do
another. He was one of my favorite teachers in high school.
Yeah, he kept it real.
He and Jennifer Gartner both. Awesome.
Yeah, she was cool. Science teacher. You're a science guy.
I'm a science guy. Yeah. I sure am. Yep.
Yep. Not me. What'd you flourish in, Chance? PE?
Yeah, probably. Lunch. Lunchtime.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Not me. I got in ISS for leaving all the time. I couldn't even pass lunch.
I remember freshman year, we always had to like sign this sheet or something.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I never signed that thing for the first couple of days, and they're like, "Yep, ISS for you." And I was like, "Wait, what?" And they're like, "Yeah, you gotta sign this sheet, dude." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Prison
food, yeah. Prison food in prison.
What do you miss about high school? Why is everyone getting so quiet?
It
wasn't that bad. Damn, man. Times were simpler. What do you miss?
They were.
Look on the bright side. What's the one thing you miss? All right, we'll circle back around to you.
I don't know.
What about you?
Mine was probably the certain day that I got to drive the Corvette to school. That was fun.
There you go.
That was fun.
Bitches were flocking. I remember that shit. There wasn't... Never mind.
Oh,
there
man.
Wasn't a dry pair... Never mind. What about you?
Friday Night Lights, man. Playing football.
Oh, yeah, you played football. You're wide receiver, right?
I was, yeah. I loved it. What a time.
Yeah, that was... I didn't do sports.
Yep.
1 year, maybe 2 years.
Hey, I was on the football team freshman year.
You're such a liar. You did, too. You ran cross country.
Yeah, you did do.
1 year,
you ran cross country.
Yeah, 1 year football, 1 year cross country, and then by junior year, I was too busy with homework and shit.
Yeah, all right.
Pre-med stuff. Well, it's one thing you missed.
You go.
What?
You go.
No, we're circling back around. The guy who says the question always goes last.
Okay. Probably just not having a care in the world, just waiting for Friday night. What party are we going to go to?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Simpler times.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's kind of my thing, too. It was a lot easier. The hardest thing about it was where you're going to get your beer.
Yeah.
That's true.
Scrounging.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the real ones that hooked me up. You know who you are. Anyway,
you're welcome.
You?
No.
Come on, dude. The farm, though. There's some good parties out there.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
That was some great parties.
Yeah.
Some good running. I got in shape. That's how I stayed in shape. People are like, oh, you do is party. You didn't stay in shape. You know how much I ran? God dang.
Yeah.
I ran more miles than you guys.
That's funny. Cross country in the off season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. That's how I stayed in shape.
Pretty much.
That lake, though. Good bonfires.
Mm-hmm.
People came from all over for those parties.
Yep.
It wasn't no middle of the mall shit.
And then I remember old Caden Hammer back in the day. He'd always pull up just a truckload full of pallets. Just throw all those pallets.
Burn the pallets.
On there. My dad would be pissed.
Why?
Because
oh, nails.
All those nails. Man, I went out there and he was just like.
At least they were all in kind of one spot.
Oh, yeah. But we took a magnet just in that you know, fire pit. And oh, my Lord, the amount of nails we got out of there.
Those things burn so good, though.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Fast.
Yep.
Yeah, that was fun stuff. Lots of stories we can't tell on air. Cameron, why are you being so quiet?
I don't know.
Jump in.
I just feel like
say something crazy.
I don't have anything crazy.
You talked about my plans for the future.
Oh, yeah.
Circle back to that.
Yeah.
So my goal was, so when I was debating on whether to go to medical school or nursing school, I had been through an application process, didn't get in, and which many people don't. It's super competitive to get into medical school. And so I was kind of torn between going to the Caribbean to medical school or going to nursing school. And I did a bunch of shadowing at Labette Health, and I did some at the hospital in Florida that I was a lab assistant for. And I really liked anesthesia. I always kind of have, versus like emergency medicine, hospitalist medicine. And ultimately, that's, you know,
yeah, because anesthesia would never be an emergency, right?
Well, you'd be surprised.
Really?
If there's emergency surgery, then yeah.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I just think of it as like they know they're coming in for a surgery, you pop in.
Right. Well, sometimes you don't know a patient's history if it's an emergency. You don't know what they're allergic to. You
can't give it to them then.
Right? Well, no, you can. It's just everything. It's very precise. Like dosing for like dosing medications like propofol, what's what puts you to sleep. You have to know.
So is the anesthesiologist, I can't believe I said that right the first try.
That's pretty good.
I cannot believe, or do they actually like decide what to give?
Yeah, and the CRNA is the Certified Registered Nurse Anesthetist. So there's two options for anesthesia.
Are you making up words?
No.
Okay.
There's basically three options now. There's anesthesiologist, who's a doctor. Yeah, a doctor. And then the nurse anesthetist, who's also a doctor, but not a medical doctor or osteopathic doctor. So there's two umbrellas. There's the medical umbrella and the nursing umbrella of anesthesia. And then now there's also like a graduate. It's like anesthesiology assistant. So there's three now, which they're kind of upcoming. They're not as popular.
But like the one that can do the most is the actual anesthesiologist.
Correct, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And they that's make, what you were thinking about?
That's what. So if I were to, the only bad thing is about going to the Caribbean is it's really hard to match into competitive specialties. Now, every specialty is kind of competitive in its own way, but some more than others. So like family medicine isn't as competitive as something like dermatology, orthopedic surgery, or anesthesia. So the problem with going to the Caribbean is that it's really hard to find a residency spot in the United States because you're competing against other U.S. medical students to find a position, right?
So what's an anesthesiologist do? They literally just like, and I'm not saying just, but like they decide what to give and then they give them the needle?
Yep. So usually the patient's prepped by the OR nurses for the IVs and whatnot. Depending on what kind of surgery the patient's having, predominantly a lot of it is nerve blocks for orthopedic surgeries. So if you're having a rotator cuff replacement, the anesthesiologist or the CRNA will put an interscalene nerve block in and block you from like your basically your shoulder all the way down.
Actually, yeah,
right.
And my leg. Yeah, I got one in my hip.
So you probably had an adductor block.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
It was an emergency.
Okay.
So I don't know. But my part of my shin never really woke up.
Really?
It's still kind of asleep.
Interesting.
Yeah. So. But they get them when, they, like, pregnant.
Yeah, epidurals.
Or, yeah,
epidurals too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And who sat at my head during my C-section?
Mm-hmm. The guy? The guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They have a pretty wide practice.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to do that, though?
I am going to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just it's through nursing the instead nursing. Of...
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
I gotcha.
Right. So I'll have to work in the intensive care unit for at least, I think it's a year now, before I can apply. And the CRNA programs are 3 years full-time.
So you're working now?
I'm a lab assistant now. Yeah. And then once I go to nursing school and graduate, hopefully I can get right into the ICU somewhere. If not, it's not a big deal, but ultimately that's the goal, so...
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It is.
He's a lot smarter than us.
Yeah, I'm acting like I know what's going on.
But
Dawson says he taught him everything. That's crazy.
Probably did.
Dr. Geiger.
But nope, it's a wide open field though, and there's a lot of room for growth and opportunity. So
yeah.
I mean, that's medicine though.
Yeah.
Chance,
I always thought you were gonna be a doctor after your old man.
Yeah, yeah.
Follow his footsteps.
I thought about it. I definitely thought about it, but he gave me the sit down of the real life world.
It's tough.
He told me that.
Healthcare's hard.
Go ahead.
He sat me down. Like I remember I was actually upstairs and I had this big
memory. So how old are you at this point?
I was a sophomore in high school, junior in high school, somewhere around there. And that's what I thought I was gonna do. And I was like, he had this huge book, just these medical books, and my desk upstairs is just full of them. I'm over here learning and studying all this, and I'm over here just like my brain's just pounding, you know. My dad came up and he was just like, he's like, why are you reading all this? And then I was just like, well, this is what I want to do. I want to be like either like I want to try to do something with surgery, or I want to do like what you do, or you know, I'm just learning everything, you know, right now. And then he was just like, he just closed my door and just sat down. He goes, let me just tell you the real world about all this, you know? And he goes, and how medicine's changing drastically, and how expensive. It's becoming even more now, you know, all this stuff. And I really sat down and I thought about it and I was like, damn, he's right. Like, I mean, like, I mean, I could take on a lot of stress, but the amount of stress that, you know, I thought about what he went through and like him having two kids and then going through med school, like during that and being married and all that stuff. And I was just like, yeah, there's, I don't think there's a way I could do that. Like, I just couldn't see myself doing
it. And it's probably getting worse.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's hard to get into. Yeah. It's hard.
Really hard.
Yeah. That's why I didn't do it.
So I just went the basic route, you know, kind of went with business, you know, just.
But hell, you're doing all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
UPS.
UPS and a little bit of stock trading on the side. It's not bad.
Talk about that. Oh, yeah. You're wild, dude. That stuff's too risky. You need to quit that shit.
Hey, I love the risk. I love risk. You need to
quit that shit.
No, absolutely
You better
not.
Be investing in a freaking Roth on the side.
There you
now,
go.
Well, no, I actually, I do Forex trading now, so it's a lot more, there's a lot more risk to it, but a bigger reward out of it for sure. I mean, you know, if you have a couple thousand or whatnot, you know, you don't have to have a crazy amount, like 20,000 or 10,000 or anything. But, you know, if you just have if you learn the concept of it and whatnot, and you can read just one stock that you truly, you know, can actually read, you can make some good money off
of it. So what's your stock?
So mine's like NASDAQ. It's like the basic, you know, U.S. stock exchange, yeah, you know. Yeah. It's very volatile. A lot of volume goes into it.
So it's just all about jumping in and jumping out.
Yeah, I mean I'd say that's like 70% of it all. Like 80.
What's the other 30?
Like it's like, you know, you have to read the chart right. Like you have to understand, you know, your highs and lows. You got to understand, you know, corrections, continuations, a lot of stuff like that. And it's, you know, once you get that down, like, from what I've been studying from a lot of different people, it's really, you know, you kind of start to realize like, holy shit, like you can really do this if you actually take the time, learn from these people, see how they do their setups.
There is a real pattern.
There is a real pattern. I mean, you can literally manipulate the stock market. I mean, you could see the stock market.
You sound like such a wolf of Wall Street. Hey, quit trying to sell me these penny stocks, dude.
Hey, ain't no penny stock.
I ain't buying. Get out of here. You're crazy. You want to jump into that?
No, do not.
Can I try 1,000? I'll just put it on parlay. Fuck it.
No, you won't.
No, I'm done for a while. And you do a little DraftKings, don't you?
Yeah, every now and then. Yeah.
No, nope. I don't get involved in that stuff, man. No. Why? Involvement. Nope. Just don't. I don't have any desire to.
You very strongly, quickly said no.
Nope, no desire. Nope.
You got burned on a 10-legger, didn't you?
No, nope. I've just never.
He talks shit on my parlays all the time.
Yeah. Well, he'll ask me like every week. It's like, all right, who you got? And yeah, I never get them all right, but I'll get majority. But
so why don't you jump in?
Just don't have any desire, man.
I almost kind of trying to get him started because I'm like, all right, if your bet works, then I'll give you half. You know,
oh yeah. Boy. Get him. Trying to smooth me in there.
Yeah, just inch your way in.
Right.
Oh man. But. Yeah, the whole gambling thing. I don't know. We were talking about it last week, but it gets you rooting for it. Gets you rooting against your own team.
It does, because money's involved.
Yep.
Yeah. Like you got a parlay, and you're like, all right, I love the Chiefs, but I really need him to not score right now. Right. Save my parlay line. Yeah. That, I don't like that. That kind of defeats ruins the purpose for of me. So. Yeah, and it's definitely made sports a lot more complicated.
It's different.
And kind of taking the fun out of it, I think. It's just a bunch of degenerates now throwing money at it.
You're the degen.
I'm done for right now. I'm sitting on the bench till the Super Bowl, then I'll be back.
And then I get to pick.
We'll see. We'll see.
Do you bet, Cameron?
No.
You don't?
Nope.
Through him.
Okay. Okay. She wants to not put money in so that she doesn't get labeled as the degen, but then she wants to make my bets for me.
Gotcha.
Like, wait a minute.
I'm the one who won the money at the Super Bowl.
She won one bet, and she'll never let me forget it. Yeah. You ain't been in the trenches like me.
Yeah, I haven't been losing.
You got lucky one time.
I haven't been losing the money like you.
Oh. Trenches, yeah.
Real question, what was the payout?
$7.75.
Yeah.
It was a good bet.
All right.
But, I mean, I kind of scooped it up for her and said, hey, what do you want to do? I had it lined up, you know.
Okay.
I just had to get the okay.
That is false. I picked that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She okayed it for sure. Well, we got plenty of content. We better get off here and drink some beers. Is that fine?
That's fine.
For sure, man.
All right. Thanks for coming out.
Oh, for sure.
Yep.